HKX, mobile. KO4HKX, KI4DTY, what's your metric?
I'm on my way home now, Daniel. How about you?
I had to run a bunch of errands today and kind of get caught up and just had my hairs shortened, and now I'm on my way home to go back to work.
Make your trip up north.
Mixed feelings, of course, I'm happy, but it wasted so much of our time going back and forth between we weren't going, and then on Tuesday, I finally was like, we are not going.
Didn't set well, but luckily she got to see him just a few weeks earlier.
She got to see them and be with them. The only part that was, frustrating was the fact that we had mailed all the gifts for the kids up north. So all of their gifts from us to them were up north.
That's not good.
The two oldest ones, we had bought them bikes, but those were here. And so they got to get their bikes. Everything else was small that was up north. And then our youngest, all he wanted was a pogo stick for Christmas. So we ended up ordering another pogo stick, and we're just going to return the one that's up north. But, yeah, it made for a different Christmas.
And I'm sure you weren't the only one that had those problems. My wife's family usually gets together the Saturday before Christmas Eve for their family Christmas. It still hasn't happened yet.
Crazy. Yeah, honestly, I think as far as the gifts, I mean, we weren't upset, but I mean, the gifts were the only thing me and my wife were, felt bad about. The boys, our boys, they could have cared less. Not that they didn't care about the gifts, but they didn't care whether or not they got it on Christmas or not. They were like, it's all right. They were comforting my wife. It was hilarious. They were like, Mom, it's all right. We don't care. We're still together, everything. So it worked out good, and it was nice to be home. So I know a lot of people didn't have that opportunity, so I know we still got to be together. So it all worked out.
So what else you been up to? I've been working.
I spent all day yesterday in Charlotte. I had two meetings up there that lasted most of the day, and I left 8 o'clock. Yeah, 8 o'clock yesterday morning, and I got up, got back about 8 o'clock last night. Tried to spend an hour with the kids before they went to bed, and I gotta go back to the office here at home and get caught up on some editing. I am super behind on it, so that's the plan for the rest of my day / week. But how about you? How's your work day go?
Today went good. Yesterday didn't happen at all. The high winds and trees in the way, and ice and snow falling, I was like, I tried to make it down the mountain, got about 10 miles from the house, and had to wait for them to cut trees out of the road. The wind blowing like it was, I was just like, man, that ain't worth it. I'm going home. So that's what I did.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so we didn't, here in Greenville, Taylor's, we didn't have anything. Now, Sunday, we lost power all day Sunday, so that made it interesting. And we finally got power back on about 6 o'clock that night. As far as yesterday, now, my drive up to Charlotte was crazy. I definitely saw that the wind was picking up as I got up north more.
I believe it. Steve was saying yesterday morning while we were on the radio, he clocked a 54-mile-an-hour wind gust to his house.
This little shadowy area. So, who was it again?
Steve. You know what I'm talking about. I can't. KN4VWA.
I know who you're talking about. Wow, 50, that is crazy. Last night, Sunday night actually was starting to get really windy here.
3 o'clock in the morning, it started thundering, lightning, and snowing, and raining, and sleeting at the house.
I mean, how much, I'm sure you didn't get a lot, but how much snow did you end up getting?
Nothing that stuck, just blowing around, and stuck to a couple of cars, but nothing to worry about that way, just the cold temperatures and that high wind and the trees down was the biggest thing.
Well, you just trying to get down that mountain, because I'm sure that was icy.
Yesterday afternoon in Hendersonville, got more than we got. It was still snow and ice on the ground yesterday afternoon when I got to Hendersonville to park the tool truck, because I'd taken it home so that I could do the inventory easier instead of having to drive back and forth to Hendersonville. So I had to get the truck over there instead of at the house.
Insane. So, yeah, we didn't, I mean, as far as snow or ice or anything, we didn't get anything like that here. I mean, it was raining, but that's about it. I mean, yeah, we had some high winds on Sunday night, or Saturday night. But I can't believe that last week was in its 70s, and this week's, low 50s, high 40s. Saying 47 where I'm at right here in Taylor's.
5 up above Traveler's Rest. Almost at the foot of the mountain.
Yeah, I just can't believe last week was in the 70s. One day I almost had to turn the air conditioner on because it was just getting so hot in the house, but I was like, I am not turning on this daggum air conditioning in December, or I mean January. I followed it even though I was sweating in my room, practically.
Amazing how quick the weather can change, but that's something we're not in control of, and I got no input on it.
Yeah, it was just insane. I couldn't believe it, but I was like, this is just crazy. Home last night. My check engine light came on in my truck, and I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening. So now I'm off before I get home. I'm going to try to go get it red real quick.
We're driving it. It's probably nothing too major.
I don't know what it is. I couldn't believe it. I got about 30 minutes out last night from home. I got off of 85 onto Poinsett, or I mean 85 onto 29, and it came on, and I was like, I can't believe this. So, yeah, I hope it's not anything. We'll see.
Well, you don't have to spend any money on that since you just had to buy that new computer.
Got it. That was an expense. The computer I wasn't planning on doing until April or May, right before our, you know, busy season kind of starts, to kind of give me a boost there. But yeah, I was not ready to do that yet. But yeah, we'll see. What y'all do on New Year's?
Dinner with a couple of friends at their house, and then I was back at home by 10 o'clock, 10:30, and sat there in my recliner and watched TV and brought in the new year.
We usually have all of my family come over, but we just decided to just keep it low-key since there was so much drama with her family this year. I just was like, you know what? I just want to be home and nobody else really around right now and just get things taken care of. So I went and got a bunch of pizzas, and we played games with the boys all night and prayed in the new year, and it was good. It was good just to spend time with the kids and play board games. And we played old school Mario and some of those other games.
especially with your kids, the age they are, they can enjoy it.
A couple years ago for Christmas, you know, that little retro NES system, and it's got all those games already programmed into it. It's got like ninjas, and it's got like the space game, and it's got like some Mario games. So we got that for them, and they love it. But yeah, me and my wife got on there, and we were playing it with them, and it was fun. We played a bunch of board games. My kids love board games. So we did that and picked out on some pizza. It was good. It was good just to kind of hang out only with them.
But Daniel, I'm getting close to the state line, so I guess I'll go ahead and say 7-3. That way I'm not scratchy when I go to do it. So I was going to talk to you this afternoon. Maybe we can get together again here for a while. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
I'm up in there, and I just got in a truck, and I wanted to at least say hi. So I'm about to the auto parts store anyways. But it was good talking to you, and, yeah, I want to reconnect, and I'd love to see about us, meet you, Chad, whoever, get together again and do a little cookout or something and just hang out again. So definitely let me know, and I'll say 7-3 to you, and I hope you have a great day. This is KI4DTY, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.